next year, 91% of middle-income Americans will receive a tax cut. Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, it is a very good thing, and that's why we should have made the tax breaks for the middle class permanent. But what the Republicans did is made the tax breaks for corporations permanent, the tax breaks for the middle class temporary, and according to the Tax Policy Center, that same organization, at the end of 10 years, 83% of the benefits go to the top 1%, 60% of the benefits go to the top 0.1%. Meanwhile, at the end of 10 years, well over 80 million Americans will be paying more in taxes. 13 million Americans, as a result of this legislation, are going to lose their health insurance. Healthcare premiums are going up. We got a $1.4 trillion deficit as a result of this bill. And Paul Ryan is going around saying, oh, we have to offset that deficit by cutting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. To answer your questions, should we have focused on the needs of the middle class? We should have. But the bulk of the benefits in this legislation go to large, profitable corporations and to millionaires and billionaires.